Time for another Grace to You audio blog. Check out what John MacArthur has to say, then keep listening for details on how to get into the online discussion.
I'll be real honest with you. I personally believe that in many of the cases of these leaders, this is simply a theology developed to support their materialism. That's all. John Avanzini, one of the lesser-known Word Faith teachers, spent an evening on Trinity Broadcasting Network arguing that Jesus was actually rich. He pointed to Judas' role as treasurer and said, quote, "You got to handle lots of money to need a treasurer." More recently, as a guest on Kenneth Copeland's broadcast, Avanzini said he believes Scripture teaches that Jesus had a big house and wore designer clothes. All of that is touted as justification for the Word Faith teacher's lavish lifestyle and materialistic bent. Robert Tilton goes a step further. He said this, "Being poor is a sin." He said, "My God's rich, and he's trying to show you how to draw out of your heavenly account that Jesus bought and paid for and purchased for you at Calvary." Tilton says, "New house, new car, that's chicken feed. That's nothing compared to what God wants to do for you." How is this cargo to be obtained? Well, Tilton suggests that his followers make a vow of faith in the form of a gift to his ministry. This is what he says, quote, "I like a $1,000 vow of faith. I'm not talking to you that's got it. You that's got it, don't pay a bit of attention to me. I'm talking to you that don't have it, and I'm showing you how you can get it. Yes, the Lord's work gets a portion of it, but you get the biggest portion. You get the biggest blessing. I'm trying to talk you out of that dump you're in. I'm trying to talk you into a decent car. I'm trying to help you. Quit cursing me. Quit cursing me. God, what will pull this blessing from you? I am a blessing. I have been blessed supernaturally by God. I bring a blessing to you this day, and I know it, and my responsibility is to take it to you." Then Tilton encourages his listeners to pray the prayer of faith, not one of those, "Lord, if it be thy will." I know what the will of God is when it concerns healing and prosperity and divine direction. I don't have to pray a prayer of doubt and unbelief. In other words, Robert Tilton wants you to make a $1,000 vow of faith to his ministry, especially if you can't afford it. He doesn't want you to pray for God's will on the matter. After all, you can demand what you want, and God must give it to you. What's the difference what God's will is? Set your vow at $1,000, demand that God provide the money, send it to him, and wait to get rich. And as I said, some people are getting rich, and a lot of people are $1,000 poorer. Richard Roberts, echoing his father's seed faith concept, urged viewers to sow a seed on your MasterCard, your Visa, or your American Express. And then when you do, expect God to open the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing. Oral Roberts once mailed out plastic bags full of holy water from the River of Life fountain at ORU. To demonstrate how to use the stuff, he poured a bag of it over his own wallet on his television program while standing knee-deep in the fountain. And that's supposed to be the key to getting your cargo delivered. Why do so many believers, supposed believers, try this stuff and don't get rich? Fred Price explains, quote, "If you've got $1 faith and you ask for a $10,000 item, it ain't going to work. It won't work. Jesus said, according to your faith, not according to God's will for you. In his own good time, if it's according to his will, if he can work it into his busy schedule." See him mocking God and mocking the concept of God's will. He said, "According to your faith, be it unto you." Now, I may want a Rolls Royce and don't have but bicycle faith. Guess what I'm going to get? A bicycle. But guess what he's got? Thus, God's ability to bless us supposedly hangs on our faith. Now, note that both Price and Tilton recoil from the idea of praying, "If it be thy will." But that's exactly what the Bible teaches. This is the confidence, 1 John 5:14, which we have before him, that if we ask anything, what? According to his will, he hears us. Hagen goes so far as to claim that no such truth is taught in the New Testament. Quote, "Because we didn't understand what Jesus said, and because we've been religiously brainwashed instead of New Testament taught, we watered down the promises of God and tacked on something that Jesus didn't say and added on something else to it. Well, he will all right if it's his will, but it might not be his will," people have said, and yet you don't find that kind of talk in the New Testament. It's in mine. Hagen has also written, quote, "It is unscriptural to pray if it is the will of God. When you put an if in your prayer, you're praying in doubt." Romans 8:27 tells us that even the Holy Spirit intercedes for the saints according to the will of God. Far from stressing, beloved, the importance of wealth, the Bible warns against pursuing it, doesn't it? Believers, especially leaders in the church, are to be free from the love of money. The love of money leads to all kinds of evil. Beware, Jesus warned, and be on your guard against every form of greed, for not even when one has an abundance does his life consist of his possessions. Luke 12:15. In sharp contrast to the word faith gospel's emphasis on gaining money and possessions in this life, Jesus said, do not lay up for yourselves, what? Treasures on earth. And he also said in Matthew 6:24, you can't serve God and money. This is really not Christianity. This is not New Testament theology.
Now we want to hear from you. Here's the address, gty.org/audioblog. That's gty.org/audioblog.